A new poll came out today showing us how Wisconsin residents feel about the biggest problems facing the state and the nation. And no surprise, Republicans and Democrats don't see eye to eye on many of those threats, but on others, there's some agreement. According to the La Follette policy poll from UW-Madison, 39% say climate change is the biggest issue confronting the U.S. That's the top problem facing Wisconsin as well, but only 27% said so. More Democrats than Republicans say they're worried about climate change, but when asked what should be done about it, the two sides are closer than you might think. The poll also got into how politically active people in Wisconsin are in terms of voting, giving money to candidates, working on campaigns, posting on social media, and other activities. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think is the biggest problem facing the nation and why? How about here in the state? Do you want to see action on things like climate change? Do you feel a level of confidence in government? If so, which level of government? Call it at 800-642-1234. And are there any issues where you feel like you go against your political party or the one you agree with on most things? 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Susan Webb-Yaki is director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs and a Collins Bascom Professor of Public Affairs and Political Science at UW-Madison. Susan, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I'm delighted to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, a lot of times, Susan, when people think of polls, they might think of those head-to-head matchups, say, in a political race. We're going to be seeing a lot of those this year. What were you setting out to find out in this survey?
Well, not that. So you're right. There are a lot of political polls out there, and there should be. I mean, there's important information revealed in those polls. But the inaugural La Follette School policy poll really aims to do something very different. Our aim is to take the temperature on the state for our key public policy issues. We want to know what's on people's minds and what do they want to see addressed by our policymakers.
What was your biggest takeaway from the responses you got?
You know, it's a long survey, and it's an exciting survey in the sense that we are tapping ideas across the entire state. So here we have about 1,600 Wisconsinites who are willing to share their views on different public policy issues with us. That turns out to be about a 33% response rate, which is huge for survey research these days. We're really excited. And we have responses from 71 of the 72 counties in Wisconsin. So a great spread of Wisconsin attitudes. And one of the things that I was most interested in was really dissecting what are the top policy problems that Wisconsinites see today. That was the question that I was most excited about in answering the policy poll. But I'll say that there are a bunch of other questions on the poll representing some of the interests of other faculty members at the La Follette School, like on climate change, race relations, government regulation, and other matters.
Before we start to look at particular issues, one pretty consistent theme seems to be people are kind of worried about this issue, a lot of different issues as it affects Wisconsin. They're way more worried when you ask them about the national level. What does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really interesting finding across the survey. And when I say across the survey, I mean across Republicans, independents, and Democrats. I mean across age brackets. I mean across genders. It is true that when we ask a bank of different policy topics to our respondents, and by a bank, I mean topics like climate change, education, healthcare, race relations, when we ask those topics to our citizens here in Wisconsin, we ask them at the national level and the state level, they're just much more concerned at the national level than they are at the state level.
Another thing that struck me, you know, Democrats way more worried, for example, than Republicans about climate change. Republicans were way more worried about the federal deficit. But it wasn't lockstep across the board. I think sometimes in politics, we think once you're on one side, you have this full menu of policy views. There's variation clearly among Republicans and among Democrats.
Absolutely. I mean, I found that really fascinating, too. I mean, it's no surprise that our poll reveals that Democrats in Wisconsin care more about climate change than Republicans. If we found the opposite, we'd probably be scratching our heads, right? But what's really interesting here is the degree of separation. I mean, we have, in particular, I focused on the Democrats in the poll who were saying that climate change at the national level is an extremely big problem or quite a problem. So they're really focused on its degree of difficulty for our country. And that grouping suggests about 87% of Democrats think that climate change is either quite a problem or an extremely big problem, while only 26% of Republicans think that. But what's interesting there is, hey, 26% right. of Republicans in Wisconsin think climate change is an extremely big problem or quite a problem. That's interesting in and of itself.
Talking to Susan Webb-Yaki, director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs at UW-Madison, talking about a new survey, first one out today, gauging Wisconsinites' opinions on a lot of different issues, what we see as some of the biggest problems facing the state and the country. And you could join in with your answer to that question at 800-642-1234. What do you see as the most urgent concern facing Wisconsin and the country as a whole? In an election year, a midterm election year, what do you want your candidates talking about? What answers do you need before you go and vote for someone? And how politically active are you? Have you worked for a candidate? Are you planning to do that this year? Do you post about politics online? 800-642-1234 is the number to call. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Susan, you asked people about their level of political participation. What kind of things did you find out?
We found that people are in Wisconsin participate a lot in government. They participate a lot by sharing their voice. And I should note that anybody that's interested in these results, take a look at them for yourselves. If you Google the La Follette School and policy poll, you're going to come up with this fabulous interactive website where you can break down all of the results in the survey in pretty much any way you want to, by race, by gender, by age, by political identification, and by question bank. So you've just asked about participation and how we participate in kind of the public square, if you will. One of the results that really surprised me from the La Follette School policy poll was the number of people that are using social media to participate in the public square. So 32% of the respondents said they posted about a political issue that matters to them within the last year. So 32% of folks are using social media to get active in politics and policymaking here in Wisconsin, according to our survey.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Oh, not quite right there. Jeff is with us in Superior. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, good afternoon. You know, I've contacted my congressman, the one current and the previous one, as well as...
Are you still there, Jeff?
Okay. Northern Wisconsin, we need to grow small business, and we need cell phone service up here. I know I work for a small business. We oftentimes cannot contact our customers, and we need broadband internet access through the state. We got to look forward, not backwards, in terms of serving everyone, in my opinion.
Jeff, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Your phone cut out a little, but I think we got the gist, illustrating your point, in fact. Susan, I don't know if your respondents weighed those particular issues, but you asked about attitudes toward the economy and other economic issues. Jeff, giving one key example there.
Absolutely. And I do think it's funny that Jeff cut out when he was asking for more cell phone service. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is, that is something that we're seeing both our legislators and our governor talk a lot about this year's broadband coverage and cell phone service coverage across Wisconsin. That didn't come out in our poll. That's because we just didn't ask about it. Maybe that'll be for our next La Follette School policy poll. But we did ask about some related questions. So, for instance, we asked about the federal budget deficit, and we asked about the economy and taxes. But all of those issues polled really strongly, especially with Republicans. And one of the things I want to mention, when I was taking a look at these results, I was really interested in what our independents think about major issues facing our nation and our state. And in particular, independents in the survey, which were about 15 or 16% of our survey respondents, and it's about 15 or 16% of Wisconsinites too, they're mentioning that the federal budget deficit and healthcare are some of the top issues for them.
Thanks for that call, Jeff. We're taking a look at a new survey on what Wisconsinites think about various problems facing the state and the nation. Susan Webb-Yaki is with us, director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs, professor of public affairs and political science at UW-Madison. We've got a link to the results of the survey. You can find them at WPR.org/Central Time. And you can join in right now at 800-642-1234 with your own answers to the polling questions. What do you think is the biggest threat, the biggest problem for Wisconsin, for the country as a whole? What is the most urgent for you? Is it climate change, your personal finances, government regulation, racial equity, something else? What are you worried about as we head into a midterm election? And what do you want to hear candidates talking about? What do you want to hear the media asking candidates about? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email us, ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're talking about the new La Follette policy poll from UW-Madison. It came out this morning. It shows what Wisconsin residents think are the biggest problems facing the state and the nation. For the state, the top three keeping people up at night are climate change, healthcare, and race relations. For national problems, it's, again, climate change, then the federal budget deficit and the distribution of income and wealth. Susan Webb Yockey is with us, director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs and professor of public affairs and political science at UW-Madison. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Let us know what you see as a top threat, a top problem facing Wisconsin, facing the U.S. as a whole. Also, let us know how politically active are you. Do you vote? Do you contact public officials, go to public meetings, sign petitions, share political thoughts on social media? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's go back to your calls now. Aiden is with us in Waterford. Aiden, hi.
Hello. I just wanted to talk about an issue that's been kind of pressing on me, and it's the how desensitized we've become to tragedy, especially in the past couple of years when we see these big numbers for COVID deaths and all of these riots and things happening in our country. We don't really view them the same way that I feel we used to. And I think that's an issue that we really need to actually address. I believe that losing an individual life is just as high a toll, and we should view it as such. And I don't think we do nowadays.
Aiden, thanks for sharing what you see as a big problem here. It's a subtle point to pull on, Susan, but interesting.
Yeah, it is an interesting point. And Aiden, you're not alone in feeling that way. I suggest a book to you by Deborah Stone. It's a book that captures, it's called The Policy Paradox. And I oftentimes will teach it in some of my policymaking classes at UW-Madison. And it's exactly on this point. It's thinking about how do we think about data and these big numbers, but really also understand the individual story. And that's a really important discrepancy, especially for policymakers. Policymakers are drawn to their constituents' individual stories, not big numbers. And sometimes they don't even really understand kind of big numbers and how to use them appropriately. Deborah Stone's book is a wonderful example of how to place those two topics in contrast with each other and try to understand the policymaking process better as a result.
Aiden, thanks a lot for that call at 800-642-1234. Jeremy joins us now in Racine. Jeremy, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I think the biggest issue that we face here in Wisconsin and throughout the country is an institutional crisis going on in our governing body, as a whole. It is incredibly difficult and heart-wrenching to watch these politicians politicize something as simple as building new roads or putting a bridge up or doing any type of infrastructural thing. It has been nothing but a gridlock for the past going on almost 20 years now, and the American people are getting really fed up with the Congress's inability to get the simplest things done. It's scholars are considering it an institutional crisis, and I believe that's exactly what it's going on. There is no consensus with anything anymore.
Jeremy, thanks a lot for the call. And Susan, in addition to asking people about the biggest problems, you asked about things like confidence in our government. Did a lot of people feel like Jeremy did?
A lot of people feel like Jeremy does, absolutely. And we found in the LaFollette School Policy Poll that the lowest levels of confidence in government are at the federal level, so are at the level of our national government. They're slightly higher for state government, and they're highest for local government here in Wisconsin.
Thanks a lot for that call, Jeremy, at 800-642-1234. Dan joins us next in Stevens Point. Dan, hi.
Hi there. I wanted to tell you, I've been contacting my, I've contacted President Biden. I've contacted my two senators. I've contacted my representative. I've contacted my mayor. And I've contacted my county executive all about climate change and the climate crisis that's ongoing and has been ongoing. I've been working on this for 10 years, and I'm not alone. There are thousands of us here in Wisconsin who are contacting our members of Congress, trying to get Congress to pass a something that would put a price on carbon, which is, according to the economists nationwide and climate scientists worldwide, the strongest thing we can do to reduce the worst impacts of climate change. I have seen three derechos here in Portage County, where I live, in the past few years. Three derechos have come through. Before that, I had never even heard the word derecho. We've had floods. We've had 400 or 500 year floods here in Wisconsin in the past, 8 years or so. We've had terrible storms, and they're only going to continue, and they're only going to get worse unless we take the action that needs to happen.
Dan, thanks a lot for the call. Susan, a lot of people in the survey share that worry with Dan. It's one of the top issues, the top worries people have, but it's also one of the biggest partisan divides among issues people take seriously, right?
It absolutely is, yeah. So it is, for Democrats, one of the top issues that we polled on. It is just off the charts, considered to be an extremely big or quite a big problem by Democrats. It also is a pretty large problem for Wisconsin independents. And so this is an area that has changed across time. The La Follette School Policy Poll not only identified climate change as an important problem for a certain sector of Wisconsinites, it also asked a separate question, actually a series of questions on what we should do about climate change. So I'll preview one set of questions with you right now. So for instance, we asked our respondents, again, about 1,600 Wisconsinites spread all across our state. So we asked, should our state government, in your opinion, do more or less than it currently is to address climate change? Only about 9.6, so about 10%, said that they should be doing less than they're doing now. So our state government should be doing less on climate change. But a whopping 62% of respondents said that our state should be doing somewhat more or a lot more than it's doing right now to address climate change here in Wisconsin.
Thanks again for that call at 800-642-1234. We're looking at the new La Follette policy poll from UW-Madison. Susan Webb-Yaki is with us, sharing some of the results. You can find a link to the whole shebang at WPR.org/Central Time. Susan, you mentioned earlier you could break down results by different groups, so we've kind of focused on Democrats and Republicans. There were some interesting things in a couple other ways of looking at it, including youth and age. What kind of differences did you see there among age groups?
Yeah, our younger respondents, you know, I'm a college professor. I work with young students all the time. And so I'm really interested in thinking about how our younger cohort of respondents is thinking about policy problems here in Wisconsin. And we're seeing some really interesting results. Climate change, again, that's a theme that's been coming up a lot today. But let me bring up another, and that's healthcare. Healthcare is a really interesting topic in our survey. It actually is one of the top topics for all age groups, our youngest respondents and our oldest respondents in the survey. It also, interestingly, is perceived to be a major problem by Republicans, independents, and Democrats. So here's one of these consensus issues. So, you know, if you're a policymaker out there, you're wondering, where are the consensus topics for my constituencies? Here's one in Wisconsin, that's healthcare. And it's ranked very highly by young people as well.
What are you hoping people do with the survey results, whether it's policymakers or citizens around the state?
It's our hope to use the survey in a couple different ways. One, we're going to use it in the classroom. We're an evidence-based institution. We want to lead with how people think, feel, and experience government. And so we're going to use it in our classes. Our faculty at the La Follette School will also use it in their research, but we want to use it in our outreach as well. So to share on programs like this with other citizens in Wisconsin, what do they most care about and how might they get active and engaged in trying to address those issues as well?
In a conversation we had earlier today, we talked about our divides, our partisan divides in the country. You just mentioned healthcare as a common ground. Do you hope that this survey can be part of informing us about ways that maybe we're not always so divided?
Absolutely. I do. You know, and interestingly, there's a, you know, big question bank on water policy in the survey, right? And one of the things, the takeaway messages from the respondents, so our fellow Wisconsinites, what do they really feel about water policy in Wisconsin? And one of the messages we're seeing across those questions is that they really feel like the polluters, people that are polluting, ought to pay. Sort of a polluter should pay message. It's coming out of the results. We wouldn't have known that before the LaFalle School policy poll. So this inaugural policy poll is already shedding light on important topics here in Wisconsin, like water policy.
I know one big goal for surveys that go on over time is to not just get snapshots in time, but see how things change, how attitudes change on issues. Are you hoping to do a series of surveys? If so, how often?
That's a great question. And you know, I mentioned earlier that we're an evidence-based institution. We are. And so we're going to look at the evidence. So, you know, if this survey gets used, and if this survey is appreciated by Wisconsinites, by our students, by our faculty, by our broader public, then we're going to do it again. And if it's not, then we'll move on to something else that's important for our state.
As we wrap up, what are you watching for next as you watch for ways to understand what we in Wisconsin think about the big issues?
Well, I think we are in the middle of an ongoing crisis in healthcare. Right now, it's COVID, and our hospitals in Wisconsin are certainly being dramatically impacted by it. I'm watching that issue very closely across this next election. We move into these statewide, gubernatorial, and U.S. Senate elections. I do expect. In fact, I demand that our policymakers address important issues.
Susan, thanks for joining us. That's Susan Webb-Yockey, director of the La Follette School of Public Affairs. We talked to her about the new La Follette policy poll showing Wisconsin residents split along party lines on some issues, some room for agreement as well.